From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for July 21, 2015. After a year of low activity, the Bermuda grass stem maggot has returned with a vengeance and spread quickly across Texas. Today I talked with Dr. Alan Knutson, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service entomologist, Dallas. Now, last year there weren't very many reports of this pest.
No. It was not much activity last year, you're right. But this year it's really picked up. A lot of new counties are reporting infestations. And also, it's a big problem in the Upper Gulf Coastal area.
When you said a lot of new counties, you mean a lot of new central and north counties?
Yes, that's right.
And also along the coastal bend to the south.
Right, but extending all the way to south of San Antonio, which is a large area.
Tell me a little bit about the behavior of the pest and timing.
What people will notice is that the Bermuda grass hay field appears to have a frosted appearance. And when you look closely, you find that the top two or three leaves have turned brown or white. And if you grab hold of those top leaves, you can easily pull them out of the stem. So that's what growers will first notice, is this frosted appearance and the occurrence of white and brown dead leaves in the top two leaves of the plant.
Is there anything else that mimics this damage?
No, it's quite unique. The fact that just the top two leaves are brown or white, and the rest of the plant is healthy green.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.